The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to Real Talk. On today's show, I asked Tony for some advice. You'll learn different ways to give advice. You'll learn some ways of emphasizing the importance of the advice you're giving. You'll learn how to give informal and formal advice. And you'll also learn the difference between advice and advise. Here's some idioms and phrases that you'll hear. On the go, that means very busy. To slip out, that means to sneak out of a place unnoticed. To get your act together, that means to organize your activities so that you do things in an effective way. Sometimes, when you hear Tony using these different ways of giving advice, you will also hear this sound. You won't hear it every time, so listen carefully and try to hear all the different ways that Tony is using to give me advice. Hey, we have Josh Mover in our studio today joining us for Real Talk, Tony.
Welcome, Josh. Good to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, Josh, you're a teacher at ILAC, right?
Yeah, that's true. I've been teaching at ILAC for 2.5 years now.
Wow. And what level do you teach?
I've taught mostly all the levels, but right now I'm teaching pre-intermediate, and it's the best level. Don't tell the other teachers.
So, Tony, can I ask you some advice? I have a problem.
I'd be happy to give you advice. What is the nature of your problem?
As you know, I'm not in the greatest shape like you are. I mean, I could use to lose a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I could stand to lose a few pounds. So my New Year's resolution was to start going to the gym. And I was going to do this today, but I just can't. My alarm goes off and I just say to myself, I'm just too tired. I can't do it in the morning. So I was planning on going after work, but I know after work, I'm going to be too tired and just want to go home. What do I do?
Well, if I were you, I'd go during work.
Hmm.
They have a lot of gyms where you can do, you know, classes for people on the go, or you could just use a treadmill, get a little bit of cardiovascular exercise, slip out at lunchtime. Nobody needs to know.
And you're my boss.
Aren't your bosses going to be listening to this?
Well, Tony is my boss.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
So in the middle of the day, when your energy is at its peak, right before you've you go to the gym, get a little exercise, eat a delicious meal, you'll feel like you've deserved that meal. Just whatever you do, don't let your laziness get the better of you. You want to, if you miss a day, go the next day.
Now, what if I don't have time to take a shower after I work out? Like, I'm going during my lunch hour. What do I do?
Well, that's tricky. Perhaps you could just bring a towel with you and towel off.
So, Tony, what if I can't even get to the gym during lunch? Is there any other ways I could somehow get some exercise?
Well, if you don't have enough time to make a break in your day to go to the gym, I would suggest finding other ways to be more active. For example, maybe you take the bus to work. You could consider walking or riding a bicycle.
Mm.
If you can't walk the whole way, you can just get off the bus a little bit early and walk the last bit. Try to use the stairs instead of the elevator. Make sure that when you're working at your computer, you get up and you move around every hour. Just ways to keep your activity level higher so you'll stay healthier.
You know what, maybe I'll try? I saw this on the internet where people are now not sitting down at work. Like, they have a tall desk and the computer on their desk, and they stand all day at their desk and use the computer.
Well, I don't know how many calories you'll burn doing that, but it should be helpful. And they say that sitting down all day is very unhealthy for you. So you're on the right track there, Joel. If I were you, I would try to get to the gym because it's a motivator. You know, you go to the gym and you see people there who are really committed to their physical well-being, and it inspires you to do the same. Another thing I would advise is that if you have time in the evening, you take an evening class. Could be swimming, skating, anything you enjoy. The more you enjoy it, the more likely you are to do it regularly.
So let's look at the ways that Tony gave you advice. One of the ways he gave advice is he said, "If I were you." This is called the second conditional. This is where the speaker puts themselves in the shoes of the listener. So if I were you, I would do this. Okay, this is a very common way of giving advice. For a review for some of our listeners, this is done by saying if plus a subject plus the past simple. So if I were you, you is our object pronoun, I would, subject plus would, plus the infinitive, or sometimes known as base form. So if I were you, he said, I would try to go to the gym more often. Okay, so this is a pretty formal way of giving advice. Tony also said to you, whatever you do, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is usually how we give advice that we have learned through experience, or if we really want to stress the importance of following this piece of advice. So we're really emphasizing, don't do this. So Tony said, whatever you do, don't let your laziness get the better of you. So he's really emphasizing this is the most important piece of advice. If you don't listen to my other pieces of advice, sure, okay, that's fine. But this piece of advice, really, you should listen to. He said, don't let your laziness get the better of you. Now, this is a little bit of an expression. Letting something get the better of you means to let something defeat you. So don't let your laziness defeat you. You have to resist. You have to fight. We all have lazy moments. That's fine. But don't let your laziness get the better of you. So the way Tony gave you advice was pretty formal. We could go about it in a different way. Tony, if you were to give Joel if Joel was your really close friend, what would you say to him in this situation?
I would say, you should get your act together and start going to the gym because nobody wants to see you in that Speedo.
Exactly. All right. So when you're much more comfortable with someone, we tend to use things like should or must or you gotta. Okay. This shows that we're close with each other. We're not so concerned about insulting the other person or showing disrespect. So we would say you should get your act together. You should go to the gym. Whereas, you know, you should, you must, these are all kind of, things that we do with informal situations. So another good, grammar point that we can learn here is when Tony said, I would advise that if you have time in the evening, you take a special class. Not only is this a formal way of giving advice, but it also helps us underline the difference between advise and advice, which are two words that are very commonly confused by English language learners. So in this example, I would advise that you take a evening class. Advise is a verb. Okay, but if Tony were to say, my advice is that you take an evening class. Advice, and pay close attention to the pronunciation, advice is a noun. Okay, so very good point here to remember, my advice versus I would advise.
That's great stuff, Josh.
That's what I'm here for. I'm glad to help.
Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Now, maybe, Josh, you could summarize what we learned today real quick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So today we looked at different ways of giving advice. We learned that we can give advice using the second conditional by saying, if I were you, I would. We learned different ways of emphasizing importance when giving advice. If we really want to underline the importance and urgency of the advice, we can say, whatever you do, don't, or you really shouldn't. There are lots of modifying words that we can use to stress importance. So formal advice we give to people that we don't really know that well. This could be coworkers. This could be some people that you just met at a party, what have you. So formal advice, we like to soften. So we could say things like, perhaps you could try, if I were you. You want to try to create as much sympathy and be as diplomatic as possible. Informal advice, that's when you're talking to your friends, people you've known for a long time. You don't have to be formal. You can tell them how it is. So you can say, you should, you gotta, you must, whatever you do, don't. You could even use the imperative, do this, because these are people who are close to you. These are people you can tell it the way it is. And now you're all set to give your friends advice. So I'm sure everyone has a problem. Go out there. Give advice.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thanks for having me.